presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan. Say, gang, science is moving ahead so fast these days, even Mother Nature may soon have only a part-time job. What am I talking about? Well, just this. The rain and snowmaking experiment sweeping the world. Since last November, when Vincent Schaefer, the General Electric snowmaker, first produced artificial snow, he's received thousands of requests for information. Everyone wanted to know if they could make rain also. Well, General Electric released the information, and now Chile, Mexico, Cuba, Australia, and many other countries plan to conduct weather experiments. And in our country, too, experiments are underway in several states. All that plus what General Electric and the armed forces are doing. Well, sir, you can see this matter of making artificial rain and snow is important. For instance, take the record-breaking drought that plagued the Midwest grain belt this summer. In some places, it was possible to manufacture artificial rain and save some of the crops. In future years, once the known techniques are improved on and science knows even more about making artificial weather, we may be able to save all crops that in the past have been destroyed by drought. Now, some of you might ask, who wants rain anyway? Well, farmers need rain, and so do the thousands of water reservoirs throughout the country. The recipe for making rain or snow sounds simple. All you have to do is go up in the air and drop small pieces of dry ice into a cloud. It's the dry ice that makes water fall, but sometimes pilots have done this and nothing's happened. Well, in a few minutes, I'll be back to tell you why, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. After much danger and many weird experiences, Hop, Tank, and young Christopher Cross have finally completed their job of photographing the secret mural in the ancient temple of Kumukan. The temple, situated in the center of the lost city of Xochitl, is completely surrounded by dense forest, and so the boys have decided to spend the night there and make the return trip to Valladolid and civilization the following morning. But suddenly the heavy, booming note of the temple bell rang out, reverberating over the desolate ruins like a voice of doom. The boys raced up the long outer flight of stone steps to the apex of the temple, where they found Pablo, the aged Mexican native, who warned them of approaching danger. Before he could explain further, the flat crack of a rifle rang out, and he slumped forward in Hop's arms.
Is he dead?
I don't think so.
But who'd want to shoot an old man like him?
Where'd the shot come from? I didn't see it.
Jump it, Jenny.
Down, flat.
It's where the flash was off to the left.
Who could it be?
Do you really need an answer, Chris?
Well, oh, gosh, La Pantera.
Yeah, the dame's caught up to us at last.
Keep down.
Hey, that one came from the right.
Which means she spotted her men all around the temple.
We gotta move. We're wide open on all sides.
I know it.
But how? Where can we go?
Tank, look out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hop, we can't stay up here.
It'll be pitch dark in a little while. Then we can try going down.
Look, there's one of them coming out in the open.
Oh, gosh, I wish I had my automatic.
Where is it?
In the pack.
Hey, I can see another one over to the left.
As soon as they realize we aren't armed, they'll be coming up after us.
Oh, great.
So we better move, dark or no dark. Here, help me with Pablo Tank.
Is he still alive?
Yes, I can feel his heartbeat. Go on, take his legs.
Oh, it'll be better if I sling him over my shoulder.
Gently.
Yeah.
Look out.
They couldn't hit the side of a barn.
The light's bad for long-distance shooting. That's a break anyway. Come on now. You first, Chris, and move fast.
Oh, you bet.
Now you, Tank. Watch the steps.
Yeah, I will. How'd she ever find us anyhow? I thought we shook her for good.
I thought so, too. Say, remember when we were caught in the tunnel this morning? You said you heard a plane?
Oh, yeah.
It must have been her Cessna. Then I guess they hiked in from Valladolid.
Hey, they're coming closer.
This is as good as a mile. Hey, now they're really starting to pour it on.
Don't talk, move.
I am. This ain't no escalator, you know.
Hey!
Chris!
You hit?
No, but I caught the wind from that one.
When you get to the platform, duck down behind the altar.
All right, Hot.
All Holy cow, she got an army with her?
Sounds like it.
I'm on a platform, Hop.
Oh, get behind the altar. Watch the last couple of steps, Tank.
Yeah, sure.
Hurry up, Hop. They're at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay, Tank, you're on the platform. Over to the left a little. Check.
You better get down, Tank.
Yeah, I'm okay. Let me put Pablo down behind the altar so he'll be covered. Guess he'll be okay here.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, but he's hurt bad. Hey, where's Hop?
Why, he's over at the edge of the platform. Hop, come on!
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
I'm just checking.
You check yourself into a coffin. Get in here.
Okay, okay.
What's the big idea?
I wanted to see how many men she has, where they were.
Well?
There are only four or five.
Only, he says.
Yeah, but they're right at the foot of the stairs. And it won't be long before they start up.
We ain't even got a bean shooter with us.
Isn't there any other way off this platform, Hop?
Only the stairs, so far as I know.
Yeah? We can kiss ourselves goodbye.
Hey. Yeah, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Why have they stopped firing?
Maybe they don't want to waste lead.
Yeah, or maybe...
Hop, come back here.
I'm all right. They can't see me. I thought so.
What are they doing?
They're starting to come up.
Oh, gosh, what do we do?
Well, there's some loose stones here, pretty big ones. We could throw them down.
Stones against slugs? What good is that?
Well, it's better than nothing.
Hey, I think Chris has something.
I don't.
Well, I do. Those fellows are all bunched together on the stairs. If we could find a big stone... Feel around. Maybe one of the altar stones is loose.
Oh, boy, that's a swell idea.
Come on, help me, Tank.
I am.
Oh, they're all solid on this corner, huh?
Yeah, same over here. It's no use.
Tank, there's a handle on this one.
What?
What's it for?
Who cares? Is it loose?
Yes.
Here, I'll help you. Wow, it's a big baby, too. Just what we need.
And it's right in the bottom of the altar. I wonder why.
There, it's out. Lift that in, Tank. We'll carry it to the edge of the steps.
Check.
Keep down or they'll see you.
Don't worry. And you stay where you are, Chris, behind the altar.
I wish I could help.
You stay with Pablo, please.
All right.
Easy, Tank.
Yeah.
Don't make any more noise than you have to.
You want it right on the edge, huh?
Yeah. But keep down. Yeah.
Okay, here?
Yeah, fine. Now, lie down flat so you can push it.
Okay.
Yeah. You set?
Yeah.
So am I.
When do we let her go?
Wait a minute. They're getting close.
Yeah, too close. I can almost hear them breathing.
Stand by. When I say go, push with all your might.
Take care, Hernando. We are near to the top, CC. You others follow closely.
What are you waiting for?
Ready now. One, two...
Hernando, we must move quickly.
Three, give it all you got. Right.
Wait, that is now.
Over she goes.
Look out.
That's it, you monkeys. Run.
Tank, watch it. You're too close to the edge.
Jump it, Jenny, Tank.
I'm slipping. I can't hold on. I'm going over.
His arms flailing the air, Tank struggles to keep his footing on the narrow ledge of stone, but slowly, inexorably, he teeters backward, heading for a disastrous fall, a fall which means certain injury, if not death. We'll bring you the gripping climax of today's episode in just a moment, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I told you making artificial rain or snow isn't quite as simple as it sounds. You can't just go into the air and drop dry ice into any cloud and expect it to work. You see, in spite of all our scientific advances, we can't get along without Mother Nature. Certain weather conditions must prevail at the time and place of any experiment, or there's no sense trying to make rain or snow. The first and most important condition necessary, according to Vincent Schaefer, who started the whole thing, is that the cloud be changed to rain or snow must be supercooled. That means the moisture in the cloud must be under the freezing temperature, but still a liquid. Unless the cloud is supercooled, nothing will happen. There are other conditions that must be present in the atmosphere also for Schaefer's rain method to work. The cloud must be of a certain size, and the amount of humidity beneath the cloud must be rather high. That's because any rain that falls may evaporate before it hits the ground if the air is too dry. and the dry ice itself must be just the right size. Now, if all these directions are followed carefully, it's a dead certainty there'll be either rain or snow. So you see, no matter how smart we are, no matter how much we learn, we still have to depend on nature, too. One time, Schaefer tells us there was a forest fire raging, and someone got the bright idea of making rain right over the fire, and so extinguishing it. It was tried, but nothing happened. Why? Because the conditions weren't right. There were many complaints in similar situations, and consequently, some people thought the whole thing was just a stunt. But let me assure you, gang, it isn't. It's another of America's new scientific discoveries, which every day are changing the world we live in. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. Fighting to defend themselves against an attack by La Pantera and her men, Hop and Tank maneuvered a large, heavy stone to the edge of the altar platform, and when the enemy was nearly upon them, rolled it off the edge into their midst, sending them racing down the stairs. But Tank got too close to the edge and lost his balance.
Hop, I'm slipping! I'm going over!
With one frantic lunge, Hop shot forward and grabbed in desperation. His fingers closed on Tank's jacket. He pulled with all his might.
Hold on, Tank! I got you! Can you pull me over?
I hope so. Can you brace yourself a second? I need a better grip.
I'll try.
Hop, what's the matter? What happened?
Everything's all right, Chris. Just stay back.
All right.
There's a stone sticking on it. Yeah, I got you. Got it.
Good. Now I can hook my arms under your shoulders. Hey, you ready?
Yeah, but hurry up for Pete's sake. Them guys look up now. I'm a dead pigeon.
Work with me now. That's it.
Don't let go.
Oh, slide over.
Gotcha.
There.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that was close. Thanks a million, Hop.
Forget it.
Make fun of for you.
All right, but keep back. Let's see what's happening down below.
I don't hear nothing.
I guess they stopped to recover their wind.
That stone must have banged them up plenty. There's at least a couple of busted arms or legs in that crowd, or I miss my chance.
They're shooting again.
They won't hit us now. It's too dark to see anything.
You'll be just as dead if they hit you by accident, so stay down.
Okay. Oh, boy, I feel good. Now, at least we got something to fight. We ain't trying to hit ghosts.
I'm glad you're so happy about it.
Well, we lit them, didn't we?
We stopped them for the moment, yes. And now what?
Huh?
They're up here on a platform out in the open, unarmed. They're on the ground surrounding us with rifles and ammunition. There's no way of escape except down the stairs, which they have covered. Does that sound like a pretty picture to you?
Hop is shaking his head, turns away and peers cautiously over the side of the platform, watching the gun flashes from below. The boys are trapped. And sooner or later, there'll be another attack, and then another. Gang, there's a surprise in our next action-packed episode, so don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.